This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And we were talking about gardening and the use of tires. Gwyneth, did you want to continue that?
I think that that's probably... something I do have to warn about, okay, with regards to the use of tires. Something that you might just want to watch out for, there can be sometimes, not all the time, but there's been people over the years having a debate about things like chromium leaching out of the tires, especially when they're used to grow root vegetables. So, and there's been debate going backwards and forwards over the years of, does this happen? Does this not happen? I think that, you know, people have been doing it long enough now that if the heavy metal leaching was going to be any sort of a real problem, then you would have really started to see some ill effects with regards to people's health. People have been doing this, people have been doing this for 20, 30 or 40 years, growing, I mean, as long as I can remember, people have been growing plants and tires for food. And there doesn't seem to be any visible health effects from, you know, food grown in tires as regards to food grown in the ground. But, you know, I'm just saying that's a thing of do your own research and do what you feel you're comfortable with.
And it's difficult. It is extremely difficult because we don't know everything that goes into tires. Lots of tires today are made in China, Indonesia, Mexico, Taiwan. So tires are made all over the world, and they have the same brand name. So you can buy a Goodyear tire or a Michelin tire, or a General tire, or some of the other brands, and they're made all over the world. So you can't go by the brand name being made in a specific country. So here's what I do.
Yeah.
Class, we have some, I bought some fruit trees, small fruit trees that orange trees and grapefruit trees. And I try to grow them in the house when I can, so I can't leave them outside in the winter. So I have them in these great big pots. And the pots are, there are these fiberglass pots that you can buy at the big box stores. And I wait until they have some scratched ones, and I get them at half price. But they're from China. And I don't trust the Chinese to keep me safe. I just don't. So what I do is I line them with black plastic. I line the inside of these pots with black plastic that's made in the United States, heavy black plastic, like you might put on your garden anyway, and I poke some holes in the bottom of it so I'll have some drainage. And these pots normally come with a drip tray. So I put the dirt in them, the dirt pushes the plastic out, and the plastic goes all the way to the top of the pot. So if you look, you can see the plastic around the top edge of the inside of the pot. So I think I'm safer with that, but I'm not even sure about that. That's what I do.
Because the builder's plastic especially can have things like phthalates and BPA and stuff like that that can leach out into the soil. So, you know, but like I say, with regards to the tires thing, people have been doing that forever. And there don't seem to be any health ill effects. And the other thing is that most of the soil's that contaminated anyway. I don't think it makes a difference in most circumstances.
The thing I'm really concerned
about is poison in the soil.
The thing I'm really concerned about is railroad ties. You know, people will use railroad ties for the edging of their raised bed gardens. I wouldn't do that because railroad ties have creosote.
No, because they definitely are treated.
Right. And not only that.
It's really nasty stuff.
And yes. And they're sprayed. The rail lines are sprayed with herbicides to prevent weeds from growing, you know, on the rocks under the railroad ties, you know, where the tracks are. So there's plenty of chemicals being sprayed. Then you have the dripping of the leaking tanks of whatever they are transporting by rail over the rails that drips onto the railroad ties. I'm not interested in that, so I don't want railroad ties for gardening purposes. I wanted to share something about some lights that I bought many years ago. In my eternal quest to lower our electric consumption, I bought some LED can retrofit lights. So this is recessed lighting that we have in our farm. And the common nomenclature for these cans, for these lights, is can lights. So if you look at the ceiling, it's kind of a place where you could screw in a traditional light bulb, or you might put a floodlight in there, or a decorative light. But they're these recessed lights. And I decided to, because we were burning out incandescent light bulbs every couple of months, because the heat gets trapped in there, and the Curlicue compact fluorescent lights would only last a year. I'm talking about a 7-year bulb that lasts maybe a year because they're screwed in with the base up. The electronics are up, and the electronics get the hottest, and they just wear out so quickly. I've decided to replace them with LEDs, 3,000-degree Kelvin LEDs. Well, the ones I bought years ago were from a company called Sunco, S-U-N-C-O. And they have a 5-year warranty. Some of them have a 10-year warranty. But 10-year warranty with no registration. Well, the problem that I've experienced is they burn out. Now, when you call Sunco, you're going to need to have your order number. So if you bought them from Amazon, they'll ship you new ones, replacements, but you have to have your order number. If you don't have your order number, you are out of luck. So I just got off the phone with Sunco. They put me through the hoops yesterday because I didn't have the order number. Well, I did. I called them back during the break, top of the hour break, and they're going to send me 2 replacements. So far, 3 of them have failed. 2 of them have burned out, just stopped working. Now, these are supposed to last 10 years. 2 of them stopped working after like a year or two, at the most. And then one of them did the weirdest thing. It came apart. The plastic trim ring came apart and fell. Now, that's a problem because if you're sleeping and it lands on your nose, you're going to be bloody. And I said to the customer service representative, you know, there's only 4 little screws that hold this ring in, and they're tiny. They're only screwed in about 1/16 of an inch into the plastic, and the plastic just failed. It's a poorly designed, poorly engineered product, so it's going to fail. And I asked her if I was the only one that had this problem. She said yes. Now, I'll believe that. Well, I'll see that when I believe it, okay? Because I actually think that this is a design defect. So here's why I'm telling you all this. If you happen to have Sunco lights that failed, get your order number, find that. And I'm going to give you the 800 number, the toll-free number to call. 844-334-9938. 844-334-9938. A gal will answer, and if you have your order number and they believe you, they'll send you replacements at no charge. That's Sunco, S-U-N-C-O, LED lighting. So I just wanted to share that. I had the problem. I believe that other people will have them too. And if you bought them on Amazon, just get your Amazon order number. It's as simple as that. And if you have that, they're going to know exactly where to send the replacements. So you don't need a receipt. You just need your order number. Gwyneth, what would you like to talk about for the remainder of this broadcast?
Okay. I would like to go back to the topic of gardening, because there's actually a lot of other trees and plants out there that are, mostly it's the government that regards them as being a nuisance. Normally, the people who actually live there, if they're left to themselves, they'll find a use for these sorts of plants, okay? And many, you know, hundreds of years ago, before the modern world developed, everybody got everything that they needed just about from the plants that were around them, okay? And one example, I remember I was talking to you earlier off air, and I said I could only think of one plant that is absolutely completely useless, that it is just a nuisance and that there is no use whatsoever for, and that is the South African daisy. And in South Africa, they're a weed here in Australia. And in South Africa, the Zulus and the Hosa and all the other tribes that are there, the Bantus, they have a saying regarding the South African daisy. And they say, they're so useless you can't even tie your dog up to it. And it's poisonous. It'll kill your livestock. There's no medicinal use for it. You can't even really compost it because the seeds will contaminate the compost and it'll just come up everywhere the next year. There's really only one thing that you can do with a South African daisy, and that's burn it. And, that's about the only thing you can do with it. And you said kudzu vine. And I said, yes, it's a superior basket weaving vine. If you're somebody who makes cane baskets, you cannot get a better cane for basket making than the kudzu vine. That's an example, you know?
Yeah. If you don't like your neighbors and you live far away from your neighbors and you introduce kudzu, it'll grow right over their house if they don't stop it. It'll just cover their house, literally. Yeah, and I believe it came from Japan to reduce erosion.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, we're talking with Gwyneth about kudzu. And I believe kudzu was introduced to the United States from Asia, K-U-D-Z-U. And it's this vine that will grow over anything, whether it be plant or a building, and it will cover it and will shade it. And it kills other plants because of its heavy shading. And yes, it can be used for making baskets. And what about animal feed? Gwyneth, what do you think about that kudzu for animal feed?
I don't know. I haven't looked into that. I think that it might be okay, but you would have to do. I seem to remember hearing somewhere that you could use its leaves for animal feed, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure. I seem to remember hearing somewhere that you could.
Yeah, I believe you can. It's hard to bale because it's a vine. And it's difficult to cut it. But
you'd have to strip the leaves off.
Yeah.
You'd have to cut the vine and then strip the leaves off, you know.
And this vine will climb over trees. Literally, it will use the trees as a structure, and it will climb over them and kill the trees because it shades the trees from sunlight. This stuff is really invasive, and it's a problem once it takes over. And what happened, I believe, is when we were building roads in this country after World War II, I believe this is the story, that as we cut roads through hills, we had these banks that would erode, and it took too long for grass to grow. But these kudzu seeds germinate in 5 to 7 days, and they would take off and cover the newly cut roads. It would, you know, cover the dirt and secure the soil. And it was like, it was amazing how well it worked. But then it went out of control. And it would cover buildings.
Yeah.
And if you had a neighbor that had kudzu, that kudzu could devalue your property because it was coming your way. It's hard to stop.
Yeah. But like I say, it's a thing of, because we have gotten away from using the plants around us for everything that we need. You see, in Japan, they don't have this problem because every time that their kudzu begins to get out of control, they go and they cut it down and they use the vines for baskets, and they use it for this and that and the other. And it never really gets a chance to get out of control, because the Japanese, you know, for all their high technology, they have something in their culture of maintaining a closeness to nature, no matter how advanced your technology gets. And so you get there, and it is a very ordered society. It is a very beautiful society, but they just about everything is still made from something natural. Do you know what I mean? Except for things like cell phones and computers and all that sort of thing, and roads.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as far as possible, you go there and the homes have bamboo mats. The flooring is made of bamboo. Many homes, they still have rice paper windows, you know. And, you know, you go out in the garden and it's koi ponds and goldfish ponds and just, you know, the most beautiful plants you've ever seen. And it's because of their attitude towards nature. They see that everything that they have comes from nature in one way or another, and that they need to maintain a balance. And that's what we've gotten away from in the West. And because of that, we get a plant comes in like kudzu, okay? And like I say, the Japanese would see a kudzu infestation and they'd say, oh, great, time to make some baskets. And you could make some house-sized baskets from these canes. You know, they get really thick. You know, they get enormous. But even so, they would split them down, and they would use the split pieces of kudzu for something or other.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and we don't
for
do
bowls,
that.
And they would carve them out. Yep.
Yeah, we don't do that. We buy our baskets from China, made out of plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't think like resources are important. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying this morning the president's engaged in a cover-up as Democrats are beating the drums of impeachment again. at the Capitol this morning, Pelosi said no one is above the law, and that goes for President Trump. She spoke after a closed-door meeting with the Democratic caucus, but not far away, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House fully cooperated with the full special counsel investigation into alleged Russian election meddling.
The idea that this White House hasn't cooperated and has resisted is completely absurd. In fact, the only people that we see resisting in this process are Democrats who are resisting the conclusion of the Mueller report.
More severe weather likely today in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today you've got your...
Take my...
When you go to...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs, I've got a question for you. What do you think of some of the candidates who want to be the CEO of the United States of America? We've got Jumpin' Joe Biden, who wants to be president. He is known as a plagiarist. We have
another guy. He's known as a fondler of females and children.
Yeah.
I believe he has a nickname, which actually, if you look into it, Democrat Nancy Pelosi actually gave him this nickname, if I remember rightly, and that was Creepy Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, he is creepy.
About some
and, and he's a plagiarist. Class, if
yeah.
if you want, just go to your favorite search engine and type in Joe Biden plagiarist or plagiarism. And you'll see that it's true. We got another guy running for candidate, Pete Buttigieg. I don't really know how you pronounce it. It's I call him Pete Buttigieg.
Him.
He's queer. He's queer. He's
Pete.
Married to another. Yeah, Mayor Pete. He's queer. So we've got a queer running for president, and we've got Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist Biden.
And don't forget Boyne. Boyne.
Huh?
And, Bernie Sanders.
So here's
Boyne Sanders.
Here's the, here's the question. what would we think of Vladimir Putin if he were queer, if he were a homo? Would we think the same thing of him? Would we have the same regard for him? Or would we not think so much of him? I mean, I respect him. I respect Vladimir Putin. As a matter of fact, when Barry Satoru was CEO, I was thinking, boy, we got Barry Satoru and they have Vladimir Putin. Wouldn't it be nice if we could swap and we could get, you know, a real macho, a real man, you know, instead of a light loafered guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
How much respect
do you think the United States would have if we had a full-fledged homo as CEO? Do you think that that would weaken our respect around the world, or would it make it better? So I'm asking you because you're in Australia.
Well, I'll tell you what. The last time you had a full-fledged homosexual in the White House, the Chinese wouldn't even let him, wouldn't even give him full presidential honors. When Barry flew to China with Michael, they wouldn't allow him to have full presidential honors. They wouldn't greet him properly off the plane, and they wouldn't give him the presidential respect.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly wouldn't do so for Michael. You know, it's just that's what happened before. That's what happened the last time. And that's the thing that we in the West don't seem to understand is that homosexuals have been universally shunned throughout history and around the world for a very good reason. Okay? Because they represent the moral decay of a nation. And everybody seems to know it except for the English-speaking world. And maybe the French. They're the only nations on earth that don't seem to recognize this. You know, that empires have fallen because of an excess of homosexual people. It quite literally dooms a nation and dooms empires. The Roman Empire fell because of homosexuality. You go to the art that Rome produced immediately before its fall, and it's full of homosexual sex. You know, you look at the I think I mentioned last week or some other time, the Pompeii garden ornaments, and just type in Pompeii garden ornaments onto your favorite search engine, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And the whole city was just taken over by this craze for these water fountains. And that's as much detail as I'm going to go into right now. But it's really, you know, it's quite interesting what they were doing with their gardens at the time when Vesuvius erupted. And the rest of Rome said, well, basically that's the gods judging you for your homosexuality.
There are people who think that my view on it is, you know, not very kind. That I don't want it in my house, that's for sure. And I told all of our children, I said, if you find out or you think you're queer, don't come home. And I mean it. I absolutely mean it.
Yeah.
Just as I mean
other things that I've told them about, you know, what I think is right and wrong. Well, so are you saying that we would be regarded as less than we are if we had another homo in the White House?
Yeah, I think that America would definitely lose respect internationally. And it's like this. The Democrat Party at the moment, the last I heard, had in excess of 20 presidential candidates, and not one of them's any good. And the Republican Party has one. The last I heard, I can't see anybody in the Republican Party saying, well, I think that I could really do a better job of running the country than President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of any, have you? Republican?
No, no, no.
No.
And I look at the field on the Democrat side, and it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
It's disgusting.
And this homo, Pete Buttigieg's gig, is going around the country selling his perversion as if you don't embrace it. Yeah, if you don't embrace it, you're a homophobe. Okay, so I'm a homophobe. He wants to do something that's over the top as well. It's something else. He wants to erase the names of President Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson from titles of prestigious annual political dinners around the country because Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson owned slaves. Now, to be clear, my position on ownership of slaves is I think it's wrong to own people. I really do. I don't own anybody.
Yeah.
Nobody in my family I know of throughout history has owned anybody. I wouldn't own somebody. I wouldn't want to own somebody. However, that is the way it was. That is the history. And so if we want to remember history and not own people, then how about remembering that people own people? And two of them were Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson. But erasing their names from history doesn't help people from knowing about slave ownership.
I just want to know something. What's Pete's, what's his name? I hate to be crass here, but I have to say this. What's Pete's, what's his name's view on men who wear dog collars and G-strings and allow themselves to be dragged around by other men?
Very interesting
question.
Because
that's what goes on at homosexual orgies.
Mm-hmm.
Very good point. What do you call that?
Yes. Yeah. Very good point. And, you know, you look at this guy, and he does not look masculine to me. He looks effeminate. And I don't want somebody that is, could be a man who is really not a full man. And I got to tell you, I think homosexuality is a sin, and I think it's a perversion. And I don't want somebody who's perverted running the country. I really don't. I want somebody who, do I want a CEO who's looking at other guys saying, "Wow, I kind of like that guy." You know, as a sexual partner, I don't want our CEO to be like that. I really want a man's man. And so,
yeah.
How much respect would we have for Arnold Schwarzenegger or any of the other real masculine, real men if they were out of the closet as homosexuals? Class, it's wrong. It's wrong, and I will not embrace it. I will not embrace homosexuality.
Yeah.
It's morally problematic for me.
It is. And you know something, even if, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's got a lot of really, really, I don't know if he's put his name forward for Democrat president, but he's got a lot of baggage himself, okay? Namely that he thinks that Adolf Hitler's a great guy. And that he, you know, that he's been spotted hanging around Bohemian Grove from time to time. Mm-hmm. That for me is a real problem. But I don't know if he's thrown his hat into the ring or not, or if he would want to. But at least he is a man's man. At least he's not a wimp. At least he is a fighter. And he's somebody who, I think he's almost 80 years old now, and he still works out every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And there is a stream in the homosexual culture of, like, working out and getting your body beefed and all that sort of thing. But I would be really, really, really surprised if I found out that Arnold Schwarzenegger was homosexual.
Yeah, and I looked up Pompeii garden ornaments, and there's an ancient statue of this female goat, and this man is having his way with this goat. No question about it. It's disgusting.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, in my opinion, we could have the presidential trifecta here in the United States. We could have, with a Biden-Butz's gig ticket, we could have a groper, plagiarist, and homosexual. We could have the trifecta with those two guys.
Yeah, I would give them Buckley's chance of winning. There's an old
saying. Right, that's good news.
Okay, I'm not even sure where it comes from, and I'm not sure if they use that saying in the United States. But the other saying is cat's chance in hell, snowflake's chance in hell. These are other sayings, but they got no chance of winning. You know,
the only way that
they would possibly win is if this country, which actually I don't think is beyond the possibility, is if the Democrats succeed in flooding the country with such huge numbers of these illegal immigrants that it manages to swing the vote, which is, I think, what they're planning to do. And I saw actually an interesting thing on Facebook the other day. Grandma was a Republican for 80 years, and every election she voted a Republican. But since she died, every election she's been voting Democrat.
Paul in New Mexico. Yeah, Paul in New Mexico, welcome.
Hey, Vincent, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, I had some emails that I wanted to try. Did they come through to you, or can I send them some other way?
I don't think I got them, and the answer is no. I've shut down our email. But is there something that you'd like to say? We only have a couple minutes.
Oh, well, I sure don't want to miss your show every morning. You're putting out a lot of good information that we really appreciate and enjoyed it. Immensely.
Well, thank you. We've been attacked, and as a result of being attacked, I shut down our website, and I shut down all email, and I don't take calls from you know, at the farmhouse anymore. And you know, it's really sad that just a few jerks can cause so many problems for everybody. And so I think they realize that they can easily be hunted down, and we could have a chat with them face to face. And so they've stopped, but we'll see if they resurface. But we may turn back on the website if they just, you know, stay underground. But okay. Even Gwyneth has been attacked. Just trying to sell some products on the internet in Australia, she's been attacked by these trolls. These people are sick, absolutely sick. Do you have any other comments, Paul?
No, I just wanted to try to get that information to you. If there's an address or something, well, then.
What are you trying to get to me?
Well, you mentioned that you were going to be building another structure, and I had real good luck
yes.
with a SIP building. You familiar with the structural insulated
yeah.
panels?
Yes, I am.
And that worked really well, and we put a hot water solar system on there that just maintains itself so well and preheats the water for bathing and all
I'll
that
tell
kind
you what.
Of a thing.
I'll tell you what, Paul, why don't you give our engineer your phone number? I will call you, and then why don't you come on the air with me and talk about your insulated building and your hot water heating? Why don't we do that?
Okay, we can do that. Yeah,
we'll do. We can do it on the air. Okay, so give our engineer, you know, don't hang up. Give
okay.
Off air your phone number to our engineer. He will give it to me. I will call you.
Okay.
And then we'll
great.
Schedule a time for you to come on the air. Okay.
That'll work. Thank
and
you.
And so. You can tell me and everyone else all at the same time.
All right. Sounds great.
Great.
Talk
Thank
to you,
you
later,
Paul.
Then. Sure will.
Yeah.
Bye now.
Okay. So I put him on hold.
That's the end of the broadcast.
And, it is. It is the end of the broadcast. Gwyneth, thank you for staying
oh
up
gosh.
Late.
Time flies.
Time flies. Yeah. And class, we don't have to accept perversion in our lives. We really don't have to embrace it. We don't. These guys can go back into the closet where they came from, and they don't need to infect society. They don't need to. And it's crazy to accept their perversion as normal. It's crazy. Any disagreement, Gwyneth? No, Gwyneth's gone. Okay, class, see you tomorrow.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.